And now for something completely different.
Welcome to the BYU Sports Cave, a podcast brought to you by the Torn by Sports Network. It's time to slap in your earbuds and take a seat in the den.
Next on my dad's podcast, Around the Horn.
All right, BYU sports fans. In this week's Around the Horn, Harvey Unga, a now announced graduate assistant down at BYU, has joined Reno Mahe's staff and will be working with the running back coaches, and specifically Jamal Williams. I think this is significant that both Harvey Unga and Reno Mahe, who both had honor code situations, are going to help Jamal reacclimate back to BYU and, again, help him through his honor code issue. I think Sataki couldn't have planned that better. I think Reno Mahe and Harvey Unga are perfect complements. Harvey Unga has the record at BYU, and he'll be assisting Jamal Williams to help break his own rushing record. I think that's a fantastic way to welcome back Jamal Williams back for the 2016 season. So, again, Around the Horn, Harvey Unga, graduate assistant, has been announced, and he'll be helping Jamal Williams to break his own record.
My dad's podcast is sponsored by...
You know, when I started my business, a lot of people didn't believe in me. But things took off when I got a domain and built my website, all at GoDaddy. Now I can tell the doubters to stick it.
Hey, honey.
Stick it! Stick it! Stick it!
Nana.
Hi. Stick it!
Can you give your mommy a message for me?
Stick it!
Get your domain and website all in one place at GoDaddy.com.
Next on my dad's podcast, Outside the Lines.
All right. BYU basketball snaps a 17-game home winning streak and then loses to Pacific, who is 7-15 on the year. And they lose by 77-72. This is the same Pacific team that almost beat Gonzaga and St. Mary's, the number one two teams in the league. The question comes up in my mind is, why would this talented BYU squad overlook Pacific? Now, Dave Rose said in a comment and a post game is that we had a hard time with contested shots. Come on, aren't most shots contested? And then the open shots we couldn't convert on. Rose continued to say that it's going to be hard to win games shooting 33% from the field. And then we got frustrated and missed some free throws. So all in all, it's obviously a disappointing loss. This is underachievement. Now, to give some context to it, and I, like you as a BYU fan or just a regular hoops fan, I would anticipate the BYU would lose a few games along the way. They're not talented enough to go undefeated. However, the losses against teams that are on the bottom of the conference barrel are starting to mount up for Coach Rose. So this year, I'll kind of walk through the losses. On November 16th, we lost to Long Beach State. Right now, they're 12-12 overall, and this loss was on the road. December 2nd, against the University of Utah, this was the Don't Hurt Me game. And University of Utah is a great team. They're 17-7 overall, and this was a road game, albeit 45 miles up north. On December 12th, we lost to the University of Colorado in Boulder. It was on the road in Denver, I believe. And University of Colorado is 17-7 overall right now. December 22nd, we lost against Harvard, who's 9-13 overall, and that's back east. December 31st, on the road against St. Mary's, we lost to them, and St. Mary's is 19-3 overall, a very good team. On January 16th, this is the awesome part, Portland, we lose to, and they're 11-15, a losing record on the road. On January 23rd, we lose to Pepperdine, who's 14-10. Not horrible, but not necessarily one of the most fantastic teams out in the West Coast Conference. And then, of course, after beating the Hallmark, Gonzaga, we've lost to Portland, and now we double down on this on February the 6th. We lose to Pacific, who is 7-15. Overall, that's their record, and we lose this game at home. It isn't the case that BYU Cougars aren't talented. We all agree that they're talented. Heaven knows that they have every player from BYU Alpine and other high schools down there in their war chest. They even poached the kid's high school coach this last year and put him on the staff. This case isn't about talent in my mind. This isn't a case about being tough. Like last year or the year before that, and every year since BYU entered the West Coast Conference, this men's basketball team has not played to their full potential to be a number one or a number two team in the West Coast Conference. Every year, there was a questionable loss to a middle to low pack teams in the West Coast Conference. Most of these are road losses, and they're within one time zone. Again, West Coast Conference isn't a one time zone difference for the West Coast Conference. So this isn't a geographical thing where we're flying to the event is particularly challenging. These mostly are 1 hour flights, direct flights. I do want to reiterate that I love the Coach Rose story and that he has been an incredible person and I think is a phenomenal, good character guy. However, he has been woefully inadequate in the West Coast Conference preparing these teams and to go deep into the tournament. If it was this year alone, then fine. You could chalk this up to an anomaly and move on. But check the record yourself. Well, plus 20 win seasons are hard, and Coach Rose has many post 20 win seasons. The issue is the same as I think it is for Bronco Mendenhall in football. Are these teams scheduled to win enough to be bubble teams, or are these teams ready to play with the big boys? There's been some debate out on Twitter that BYU might do better if they were in a big boy league like the Big 12. Some had said they did better when they're in the West Coast Conference and they went deeper into the NCAA tournament. They won more conference championships and so on and so forth. Greg Wrubell tweeted out something that kind of took me by shock today. Not necessarily shock, but I think it put things into perspective for myself. And I think, you know, if you're not following Greg Wrubell, go out and do it now. But he cited the key to, well, I'm going to restart that one. The key statistic since BYU joined the West Coast Conference, regular season records against teams outside of the Big Three. So Big Gonzaga, St. Mary's College, BYU. Here's the records. Gonzaga, 61-2. Yep, 61-2, guys. St. Mary's College, 54-7. BYU, 48-13. Now, in the whole of this, and in the big scheme of things, that doesn't look particularly horrible. However, if it's not a, it absolutely is not a dominant record that BYU fans could or should and currently are expecting out of Coach Rose. So the question is do you want Tom Holmoe to explore other options at the head coach, or are you comfortable with third in the West Coast Conference? I think there's more out there for BYU. I personally feel that this is an opportunity for BYU to determine where they want to go, if they want to be contenders. And frankly, if they want to be dictated to. Right now, they're not big enough just to get out of the West Coast Conference. And if the West Coast Conference is not a three-bid league, BYU is going to be a bubble team. And we're going to say, oh, woe is us. Why aren't we being picked to go to the big dance? Because we had a 20-win season. But we aren't beating good teams. We're not beating the teams we're supposed to. And like in the Bronco Mendenhall era, we won the games on average that we were supposed to, but we didn't have the signature wins. Dave Rose, it's time to have the signature wins, because heaven knows you're a good enough guy, and I think you're the right guy to lead this team if you can get your winning streak back. And that often might be is you may need to be a dictator, and you may need to cut some people to make this team better. I don't have all the answers, and again, I'm not a big BYU guy, but from an outside looking in, BYU fans, are you comfortable being number three in a two-team bid league? Well, folks, that's a wrap. You can always find me on the Twitter machine at BYU Sports Cave, or you can email me questions or feedback at BYUSportsCave@gmail.com. Join me next week on the BYU Sports Cave here on the Torn by Sports Network, iTunes Podcast, and Stitcher Radio.
And I'm just glad I don't have to wear red either.
Nice.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey!